Kitchen. Cup of coffee costs $40 when you pay for it with your debit card and don't quite have enough in your account to cover it. Today, the Federal Reserve announced new rules to restrict when banks can charge automatic overdraft fees.
At an average $35 a pop, consumer advocates say bank overdraft charges quickly add up. House members were told overdraft protection charges can easily run into hundreds of dollars. Nessa Fettis of the Bankers Association says customers find that a valuable service.
Most consumers value institutions paying their overdrafts, and they come to expect it.
House members are considering legislation to require banks to ask for your permission before giving you overdraft protection. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Economic recovery has failed to reverse the nation's unemployment rate, which stands at a 26-year high. So today, President Obama said he would host a job summit next month, and he conceded,
"The economic growth that we've seen has not yet led to the job growth that we desperately need."
Economist Mark Zandi at MoodysEconomy.com says it's a matter of confidence.
Businesses had near-death experiences. It's hard to get over that. And it's going to take time before they feel confident enough to go out and begin to hire.
McDonald's will be looking for workers. The fast food chain said today it will open 1,000 new restaurants next year. Just a fraction, though, will be in this country. Army Major Nidal Hassan is eligible for the death penalty. He was charged today with 13 counts of premeditated murder after the shooting rampage last week at Fort Hood. Former Alaska governor and Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin told Oprah Winfrey for her Monday show, the father of her grandson is welcome back to the family.
He needs to know that he is loved and he has the most beautiful child. And this can all work out for good. It really can.
Levi Johnston has said he considers Palin's attempt to reconcile fake. You're listening to ABC News.
We took what's good about dependability and amplified it. The result? Dodge Grand Caravan. We amplified mileage with unsurpassed minivan fuel economy. We amplified storage with stowing seating. When you amplify all that, good things will happen. Like being named most dependable van by J.D. Power and Associates. Dodge Grand Caravan, starting at $22,995. MSRP after cash allowance excludes tax, ends 11/30/09. EPA estimated 17 city, 25 highway MPG. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, please visit jdpower.com.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on rolls of R30 15-inch unfaced insulation. Only $937 for 31 and a quarter square feet. That's 50% more savings to put toward a programmable thermostat or weather stripping to keep this winter outside where it belongs. That means lower energy bills to keep money in your pocket where it belongs. R30 insulation, just $937. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Smoking rate had been going down in this country until now. About 21% of Americans smoke cigarettes, little to no change over the past 5 years, and that has government doctors concerned anti-smoking efforts stall. The holiday shopping season has only just begun, but at some retailers, already the hottest toys are running short.
There are lots of discounts on toys right now, but
if there's a particularly hot toy, you could see them sell out very quickly.
Chris Palmieri of Business Week magazine says these little guys are hard to find. At $10 each, Zuzu pets are a hit.
If there's something that you see that you know that's on your child's wish list this year, don't wait.
Stephanie Oppenheim of ToyPortfolio.com says toy retailers had fire sale prices last year because they were left with too many unsold toys. Not this time. Toy expert Chris Byrne predicts
the hot toys will be sold out pretty much by December 1st.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
The anti-poverty group Acorn filed a lawsuit claiming Congress violated the Constitution when it cut off federal funding. Acorn says Congress punitively targeted an individual organization. Acorn had come under criticism from conservative groups for alleged voter registration fraud. The group had received about $53 million in federal aid since 1994. The Colorado parents who falsely claimed their 6-year-old son had been carried away in a balloon are going to plead guilty tomorrow. This is ABC News.
AutoZone. With winter coming, it's time to prepare your car for harsh driving conditions. Get to AutoZone now for great deals on everything you need to see and be seen.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
A pair of new windshield wipers will provide clear vision in rain and snow. And did you know your headlights can dim over time? Right now at AutoZone, save $5 after mail-in rebate on Sylvania Silver Star Twin Pack Bulbs. Offer not valid where prohibited by law. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Replace dim headlights and worn wipers at AutoZone today.
AutoZone.
I'm Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhardt. Officers are investigating a series of small fires that have broken out in a San Jose State dormitory this month. The latest two happened this morning at Joe West Hall and caused minor damage. The fires are out, but up to 500 students won't be allowed back in until later this afternoon. The threat of a strike is looming over the West Contra Costa County School District after teachers narrowly rejected a contract proposal. And Intel says it's paying $1.25 billion to its computer processor rival Advanced Micro Devices to settle an antitrust and patent lawsuit. And the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
San Jose crash southbound 85 after Blossom Hill Road. It's an overturn on its side. Fire crews no longer blocking the right lane, but you're slow from Blossom Hill. Toyota supports Toys for Tots through December 15th. Bring a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to your participating Toyota dealer and receive a $20 voucher for your next service visit. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mostly clear and cool tonight. ABC 7 meteorologist Mike Nico says we'll start Friday out sunny and then some high clouds will bring some possible light showers for the North Bay. Mostly sunny, though, by Saturday. It's 61 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, let's hop over some flu data. It turns out now, according to the feds, swine flu is causing the worst flu season in the United States since 1997. I should add that that's when they started keeping the current measurements. So what we don't know is this the worst flu at the beginning of the season ever? Well, at least we can say since they started keeping the data. And, you know, a few years ago we had a flu season. Started out, there were like 39 deaths of children, seasonal flu, in one area of the country, and everybody went nuts, and it just fizzled right out. Can't tell you. Just can't tell you where this is going to go. But I can tell you that these estimates are guesses. There's just no way, because we don't have enough diagnostic tests to give everyone with flu symptoms to see if they really have swine flu. Autopsies have shown a lot of people who have died had swine flu, but no one ever even knew it. So you must understand that. So if you go to your doctor, it's likely you won't get a swine flu test. So seasonal flu, here's some interesting numbers, attacks 20% of the population in an average year. I thought that was high. One in five of you in an average year are going to get the flu. Now, just from the misery alone that flu can cause. And it's not like a cold. It is not a mild illness. It can be in some of you. And it can be awful. Why people wouldn't run to get shot, I have no idea. But the elderly in an average year are the most likely to die. But swine flu is hitting a younger population. And that's surprising. 11% of Californians hospitalized with swine flu died. That's a big number. You know, if you say 1 in 10 people admitted to a hospital with a certain disease die, that's heavy. But among people 50 and older, 20% who went to the hospital died. Seasonal flu has an overall death rate, is not just people go to the hospital, of about 0.1%. 1918, the mortality rate was 2%. That might not sound like much, but it does mean, listen, it means that you're most likely to survive, but that the influenza of 1918, do I need to do the math, 20% more fatal? Is that a quick way of expressing it? Mexicans who had been vaccinated for seasonal flu had a 40% lower risk of getting H1N1, even though the flu season, influenza, by the way. I'm not talking about a flu shot. In other words, in Mexico, those who got the regular, simple, seasonal influenza shot had a 40% lower risk of getting swine flu. We don't think swine flu, it's not supposed to offer major protection against a new virus, but it might. It might, just by stimulating lots of other aspects of your immune system. So, of course, everybody's talking about Santa. Sitting in Santa's lap, kids are sitting in Santa's lap all day long, they're sneezing and coughing in his beard, and so now we have people raising the issue that Santa's hair and his clothing may harbor viruses, and is this going to be the end to that whole thing? I've been waiting for that. You know, I figure it wouldn't take much for people to flip out and topple that institution. Now here, I'm going to shift a little for you, but you need to hear this. I love global perspectives, but this relates to flu. You're not hearing this part of the story a lot. Pneumonia kills more kids than any disease. They say here an investment of $12 per kid could save 5 million lives. That's right, 5 million lives by 2015. This disease, pneumonia, kills 1.8 million kids. I came up with a roughly 5,000 children a day under the age of 5. Under the age of 5, 5,000 children a day will die. Why? Well, we can't get vaccines to them. We can't get mothers to breastfeed. We can't do all kinds of things. And the World Health Organization has set a target to expand coverage for the relevant vaccines. And I always do this to taunt you, to taunt those of you who are not quite, or have a little trouble understanding all this about should I get a vaccine or not, how people are desperate in other parts of the world. They're not fat and rich like all of us, with nothing to do but whine about our blessings. Children in our country are routinely immunized against pneumonia diseases. One of the main... we get a lot of questions, by the way, about that vaccine, Prevnar, made by Wyatt. I think it's now owned by Pfizer. Protects against 7 strains of pneumonia and is routine, should be routine vaccination, you know, for your kids. So think of those 5,000 kids a day when you try to tell me how much you care about children and how we could take that, we could save 5 million lives if we could get these vaccines to them. Tell me if this resonates. It's just a quick, short paragraph by a theoretical particle physicist. Because I'm interested. I mean, this is my job here. I'm supposed to be a communicator. And I'm interested why I'm doing such a lousy job communicating objective information and getting people to think about these issues in their own best interests. So tell me if this is why we have such an anti-science bias in our country. Quote, in talking about science, whether to the public or to students, we scientists often assume that they share with us a common idea of science. In my experience, that is often not the case. To oversimplify, scientists think of science both as a process for discovering properties of nature and as the resulting body of knowledge, whereas most people seem to think of science, or perhaps scientists, as an authority that provides some information. Just one more story among the many that they use to help make sense of their world. And I think that's it. Most people seem to think of scientists like, I don't know, politicians or anybody else, as an authority that provides information, which is what makes us skeptical. And you get lots of stories all day long from the emails, from the newspapers, from the talk shows, etc. And it's just one of those voices. That's got to be it. Because you never think that when a scientist says something, it is so much more likely to be true than from all your other sources. That's all I can think about. And then when you apply science, it gets even more complicated. What would you do with this? Do you like oysters? I love oysters. I was wondering, by the way, I'm going to answer the question here, why in the restaurants, at least that I frequent, you never see oysters in the Gulf Coast. And yet that is a huge source of oysters. Now, what's going on and why I'm bringing this up is how you apply knowledge to reality. The government evidently plans to ban the sale of raw oysters from the Gulf of Mexico in warm water months unless the industry does something to destroy germs. The issue is how far should the federal government go to save the lives of, let's say, 15 people a year die from eating these oysters? It turns out that these oysters are the source of nearly all the deaths associated with consumption of raw oysters. You could freeze or pasteurize. Industry says it'll change the taste. And So I'm asking you, if this were 15 deaths from vaccines every year, how would you feel about that? Oysters don't do anybody any good. Vaccines save lives. If it were 15 deaths from a particular pharmaceutical drug, you'd go ballistic, right? But somehow this is confusing. I don't know how I feel about it. Hey, 15 people, you pays your money, you takes your chances, everything in life is a risk. I could go that direction. But yet this is so straightforward. The bacterium is Vibrio vulnificus. It's commonly present in oysters, but warm water allows the bacteria to grow so rapidly. So the riskiest oysters come from the Gulf of Mexico. Now, here's where I learned something. 2/3 of the nation's oysters are harvested from the Gulf Coast. 40% during the warm months. Half of Gulf Coast oysters are eaten raw, but they're eaten in the South. Upscale seafood restaurants, not in the South, refuse to carry Gulf Coast oysters, which is why I've never walked in a restaurant and seen Gulf Coast oysters. They're usually from colder places, up in the Northwest, the Northeast. I mean, Northern California has a big industry, all through Oregon and up into Washington. So, do you ban these oysters if only 15 people die? 1,500 people? 150 people? What is a life worth? Etc. Speaking of what things are worth, now you can blame your credit card debt on your genes. Now, we're seeing lots of studies like this. Get used to it. No, there's not a gene for credit card debt. You probably have a gene for risk-taking. There are genes, for instance, for risk-taking, as we know, the tendency to cooperate, happiness, political preferences, even whether you're likely to turn out to vote your political party or run for office yourself. We learned last week that the reason people who go to church don't smoke and drink so much has to do with their genes when they're adults. When they're kids, it has to do with the environment. So, you know, keep sending your kids to church if that's what you're into. You're more likely to keep them drug-free. But later on, I'm afraid when parents aren't around, it all kinds of changes. So there's a gene, MAOA gene. The likelihood you'll have credit card debt increases by up to 16%. And let's see, set of genes is expression, a combination. Yes, and you need to realize that genes act in concert with the environment. Doesn't mean the environment is totally unimportant. Doesn't mean you have a gene for, quote, alcoholism. I don't believe there is such a thing. And you live in Saudi Arabia, you're not likely to become an alcoholic. So that gene needs to be around an environment that will allow you to get yourself in trouble. Speaking of trouble, I want to talk about the love hormone, oxytocin. You know, this is this is what they give you if they want you to start your uterus going into labor. It has to do with orgasm. Has to do with cuddling. And so doctors here are interested to see whether this hormone could help. It also helps altruism in that kind of communication. So they wanted to see if it could help with autism, a very clever application. And they found, indeed, that there was a negative effect. This was a computer game scenario, and found the participants who inhaled the love hormone had higher levels of envy when their opponent won more money, gloated more when they were ahead, but when the game was over, no other differences. And it does seem to cause people to cuddle and bond, and it's known as the love orgasm hormone. Speaking of mood, let's talk about diets. It's Atkins. High-fat, low-carb diet versus low-fat diet again. The results were interesting, again confirming that neither one caused more weight loss than the other, about 30 pounds, no difference in the two groups. But the big difference was mood. Mood. In the first few weeks, both groups experienced an improvement in their mood. Hey, I'm losing weight here. But mood, the mood thing, there was no lasting improvement, only in dieters following a low-fat diet. So low-fat diets, people improve their mood. Those on the high-fat, high-protein, low-carb diets had worse moods. And they don't know why. Maybe the social difficulty of sticking to a low-carb diet plan, which is counter to the typical Western diet, with lots of pasta, lots of bread, cookies and cakes, etc., may be harder, and that's why the moods of Atkins dieters. Why give him credit? He's not the first one to think of the low-carb diet. So low-carb diet, worse for your mood. And then here's something encouraging. We've been talking about this over the years. Another study on alternate day fasting for weight loss very effective. Very, very effective. People lost 12 pounds, between 7 to 30 pounds in a short amount of time. And have people alternate feed days with fast days. And it's not completely fast days. As I read this, they begin eating normally in a controlled period. Then they eat just 25% of the calories you need to maintain weight between noon and 2 p.m. every other day. Lots of details here you don't need. But I think a lot of people, first of all, would assume you'd make up for it. You know, if I'm starving the next day, I'm going to eat twice as much. That did not happen. Did not happen. People ate between 100% to 125% of their calorie on the all-you-can-eat days. And a lot of people would find this easier to do. Just like today, I'm not eating. That's what it's about. I don't have to face all the calorie counting and all the other kinds of nonsense. So it seems to be coming of age. All right? All right, if you get sick and maybe seriously sick, what effect is that going to have on your relationship? Married or not? Male or female? Really fascinating insight into how all that works. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255 or 548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org, and if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with Geico.
But he's the sack of money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Erica Geary, Deli Manager at Lucky Supermarket on North Matilda Avenue in Sunnyvale. I think the key to hosting a big holiday dinner is a plan. I know what I'm going to make myself, what I'm going to buy already made, and what I'm going to ask others to bring.
Tailgating season's here, and Lucky is ready for every game day with grilling favorites like hot dogs, bratwurst, hamburgers, and select cuts of MasterCut steaks. Be sure to get here early for our tailgate specials on ready-to-eat ribs, tri-tips, and hot wings. Just grab and go right from our hot deli. Only at Lucky.
At Lucky's, we always have beautiful party trays ready to go during the busy holidays.
Holiday traditions from our family to yours. Lucky, committed to low prices when you need them most.
This week at your local Lucky, select varieties of your favorite Kellogg's cereals are on sale for $1.25 per box. Only $1.25 per box when you purchase four. Stock up now and save only at Lucky Supermarkets.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK.
800-548-8255. So come on!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Welcome to the program. All right, let's start with Kalita. This is Dr. Adel. Welcome, Kalita.
Hi, Dr. Adel. I wanted to make a comment based on your earlier reference to scientists kind of being politicized by people and not really understood. They're just kind of another person out there giving their opinion or belief. And I wanted to ask if you could explain to the public what the scientific method is, which I think makes a huge difference depending on a person's belief system.
Ah, well, thank you for the introduction. let me do it in my own words, in a way. And I, of course, I've been struggling with this for a long time. And if I describe to you the textbook definition of the scientific method, most people probably would not respond. So let me humanize it a little bit. I just happened to be recently at the Smithsonian Institute, the Aerospace Museum in Washington, D.C., visiting some of the kids, and looking at the Wright brothers' plane and thinking to myself, boy, what an accomplishment. We just don't really appreciate it. Their notebooks, the data, the trial and the error, and eventually they proved man could fly. You know, fast forward to today. You get on an airplane, you are assumed it's been tested and proven to be airworthy. Not that there aren't mistakes made. Well, when you think about this plane is proven to be reliable and will fly you across this country, what do you think went on to reach that conclusion? And why do we suspend that insight when it comes to health, for instance? And it is a beautiful thing, science. Why it's gotten this bad reputation, why people are turned off by it in school, it kills me. I think I could walk in a classroom and make it fascinating. It fascinated me why things work. How can any human walking the face of this earth not be interested in how the earth works? Why things are the way they are? It has been our history for millions of years. Primates, animals even are curious about how their world works. And we have been given the greatest gift of all, this brain of ours that enables us to discern it. So the method tells, and I also like to liken it to a courtroom. If your kid, you know, was accused of a crime, you would want proof that your kid committed that crime before you allow them to punish him, wouldn't you? You'd insist on that. And yet again, when it comes to our health, I'll just pick on that right now and a lot of other things, we just suspend that kind of thinking. You should require that kind of proof for everything that goes into your brain. It makes life so much easier to navigate. You don't waste your time going down dead alleys and finding out you've been ripped off. So, Is that help at all, Kalita? Tell me, did I get anywhere with that?
Yeah, I think so. I just I've talked to a lot of people, and especially about the vaccination issue, and it's really sad because a lot of people don't even understand what the scientific method means, what it goes into, what that is, the process. They don't even. I've asked so many people, you'd be very intelligent people, educated people, and they don't know what that means.
Yes, I agree. I've met a lot of educated people, and I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that for a period now, you can become an educated person, and you're not required to take basic kind of sciences. You know, you're required to take English, which is okay. You're required to take math, which is probably more irrelevant. But you're not, you know, required to understand these things, and people get turned off by it. I think there should be fundamental courses in just thinking and analyzing, as opposed to calling it science. When it comes down to vaccines, where people's lives could be, listen, people are going to die because of their inability to understand this. I mean, we're seeing it already. You know, we're just seeing it already. People are dying, and there are people who are dying who have not gotten the shot, and it's because we're not sure of our sources. In other words, we will trust people that, and this is human. I'll tell you something. This is known and has been known for a long time. And the quickest example is if you're going to buy a car, and I give you all the data why that car is a good car to buy. Frequency of repair record is great. Gets good mileage. A great, reliable car. And then someone at work says to you, my grandmother had that car as a lemon. You won't buy the car. The personal testimonial means more. So when Oprah puts somebody on the air, you're going to believe that more. It seems more relevant to you than scientists throwing data at you. Critical, critical issue. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about the effect on your relationship of when you get sick and why you might want to call a divorce lawyer now. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KJO Radio Newsroom. U.S. Army psychiatrist Major Nidal Hassan charged today in a military court with 13 counts of premeditated murder. It's all in connection with the shootings at Fort Hood, Texas. He will be eligible for the death penalty if convicted. At least 34 motorists caught speeding through the S-curve on the Bay Bridge have been ticketed by the CHP since 11 o'clock last night. One person arrested for driving under the influence. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day down 93 points at 10,197. NASDAQ dropped 17 at 2,149. And the S&P 500 lost 11 points at 1,087. ABC 7's Mike Nico for Lloyd Lindsay Youngs is mostly sunny and breezy this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Would you love to have some help finding local top-rated companies, contractors, home and health professionals, and auto repair shops? Simon Binns from Santa Clara County found his outstanding mechanic through Diamond Certified.
They do exactly what they say they'll do.
Well, you sound like a savvy consumer yourself.
I like to make my decisions informed, and that means doing your homework and talking to people about their experiences.
So why did you choose that particular auto repair shop?
When I was looking for somewhere to work on my car, I saw that they were Diamond Certified, and that to me was a big motivator to why go and speak to these people and subsequently select them.
Local companies, rated highest in quality in a survey of past customers, can be found at DiamondCertified.org. Read each Diamond Certified company's profile, rating score, survey results, and verbatim customer responses at www.DiamondCertified.org.
Silicon Valley has long been known as the birthplace of new technology. So it's only natural that as the hospital of Silicon Valley, the new El Camino Hospital is a spectacular showcase of innovation. In designing, we asked experts to ponder what if, and the results are positively futuristic. Of course, the medical equipment is state-of-the-art, from the latest in filmless imaging to leading-edge robotics. But the high-tech touches go well beyond the treatment areas. Patient registration can be done with a palm scan that eliminates identity theft. Patient rooms offer wireless internet, touchscreen computers, and 42-inch flat-screen TVs. The beds can be operated in 12 languages. Complex computerized systems ensure clear delivery of doctor's orders, and sophisticated supply robots deliver medication to reduce the risk of human error. It's high-tech advancement that means an even higher level of care for you. The new state-of-the-art El Camino Hospital will open to patients on November 15th.
When I think about my dad, I'm scared for him. When my friends come over, I'm embarrassed because he smells like alcohol.
MPI Chemical Dependency Treatment Services has been helping families with drug and alcohol problems for over 20 years. You don't have to go it alone.
He missed my birthday for the third time in a row. When he finally did come home, he was drunk.
MPI works closely with families to tailor programs to each individual and encourages family support and participation.
Mom's scared of him. She doesn't want to talk about it.
Our dedicated staff of healthcare professionals and counselors in recovery understand. Come to MPI's free workshops every Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon. Call us at 510-652-7000. That's 510-652-7000.
I cry in my room a lot because I miss my real dad.
MPI is a service of AltaBate Summit Medical Center, a Sutter Health affiliate.
Do a jig 2.00% more often. Because now, when you open a Citibank CD, you can lock in a 2.00% annual percentage yield on a 24-month CD with a minimum balance of just $1,000.
You'll get a guaranteed return, and it's FDIC insured. To learn more, go to citibank.com/CD. There's no better way to secure your savings. To open a Citibank CD, visit your local Citibank branch. That's why Citi never sleeps.
Citibank N.A., member FDIC, consumer accounts only.
The Babson Fast Track MBA program, ranked number one for entrepreneurship by U.S. News, is coming to San Francisco. Information session November 12th. Babson.edu/MBA.
That I told you about with couples, if one person gets cancer, in certain situations, they wind up more stable and happier. I know that's weird. It sounds counterintuitive, but we did that one. And last week, we did the one about giving up hope makes people happier. It was a colostomy study. You tell people, I can reverse it in 6 months, and you'll be fine. They're less happy during that 6 months than the group that's told there's nothing we can do. It may be why death is easier to deal with of a spouse than divorce. Mix this one in. Women are 6 times more likely to end up separated or divorced if they're diagnosed with cancer or MS than if they're male partners. Now, this all studied with started with a neuro-oncology program at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. And they noticed the divorce rate among their female patients. And they decided to look into it. The study confirms earlier research of divorce and separation rates among cancer patients, about 12%, similar to the general population. But it was 21% when the woman was sick versus 3% when the man was ill. You see why, initial run-throughs with statistics can fool you. If I said, hey, cancer patients, the divorce rate's about the same as the general population. You see, you wouldn't think that the divorce rate was less when the man was ill and more when the woman was ill, and they average out to the same rate. The reason men leave a sick spouse may be explained by their inability to rapidly adjust to becoming a caregiver and to look after the home and the family. Yeah, this is tough. This is tough territory emotionally, friends. I think we would all be judgmental. There are many different solutions to this and many different explanations that this study doesn't get to, but it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing. They found also links between age and length of marriage and the likelihood of divorce or separation. Longer marriages were likely to remain more stable, but the older the woman, the more likely the partnership would end. Maybe something, you know, to talk about. Anything you talk about in your relationship that has to do with emotional intimacy is good. And this is certainly worthy of that. All right, let's talk to Jean. How you doing, Jean?
Fine, Dean. I have a question. A few years ago, you told us about a book that an acquaintance of yours wrote, and it was about cures that things that work for no logical reason. And one was putting your car keys down your back when you have a nosebleed. Do you remember that book?
Nope. But hey, Gene, I'm not remembering much these days. That's
in the crowd. I wanted to tell you it worked. I'm somebody that suffered from severe nosebleeds that would last for hours, and I tried it the first time, and it stopped it practically immediately. And then about a year later, I had another nosebleed that started out pretty heavy and did it again, and it worked. And I haven't had a nosebleed since then.
All right, let's talk about it, because your questions and your observations have lots of other implications beyond, I think, what you think you're asking. Let's talk about it. So could that work? Well, I'm thinking to myself, nosebleeds. Let's start with the basics. If this were another call and it weren't you in a different condition, I'd say, well, you know, like people who call me, I had a cold for a few days and it went away. Most nosebleeds do go away by themselves, so it's very hard for the individual to know if what they did is helping. And there are a lot of rumors about nosebleeds. You know, there's a cold water on the back, there's a put the finger on the upper lip. None of those things work. The only thing that helps with the nosebleed is you pinch your nostrils for 5 minutes. If that doesn't stop it, because most will in 5 minutes, you wait a second, pinch it again, second 5 minutes. If that doesn't work, you go to the ER, because most nosebleeds occur in that little front of the nose. But car keys down the back. You know, I'm wondering if, and by the way, car key scraping comes from, it's a traditional Vietnamese treatment, not with car keys, but with coins, coin rubbing. And maybe 30 years ago, I remember doing a story on this and getting coin rubbing myself, where the practitioner takes coins and rubs it up and down your back till you're red and raw, and you go home happy. Well, you know, it's possible that rubbing something up and down the back can cause like this a reflex that, you know, you feel in the back, that little chill. It kind of like scraping fingers on a blackboard feeling. I'm just trying to imagine a reflex set up from rubbing your back that would cause the blood vessels in your nose to constrict. So I tend to warm up a little to the suggestion of, quote, an alternative treatment if there's some physiological logic. If you told me somebody waved car keys behind my head when I had a nosebleed and it stopped, I'd say, well, it would have stopped anyway. It's just coincidence, because there's no physiological rationale there defying the laws of physics and scientific knowledge. But when you rub something, you know, I could see blood vessels constricting. So it would be very interesting to try you know, to do an experiment. Now, you can't do it on yourself because a couple of... I've had nosebleeds, they start and they stop immediately. I've had nosebleeds that are difficult to stop and start. So, I mean, to stop. So you have to kind of, you know, control for all that. So we would do an experiment where we take a bunch of nosebleeds, try the car keys and some, and other people... You'd have to do something as control, and I was going to say just tickle their back with your fingers, but that could set up that chill, you know, when you get goosebumps, which might cause some constriction of the blood vessels. So we'll leave that for what it is for now. All right, Ed, what's on your mind today, Ed?
I know you say that if you're shaking hands that you pass germs during the cold and flu season and everything. Well, I play sports, and we're forever high-fiving people all the time. Where you just slap the hand all the time. Can you get germs like that also?
Well, that's interesting. It's like the five-second rule when something falls on the floor. We've proven that when something hits the floor, any germs are going to stick to it or sticking to it in the first microsecond. So 5 seconds doesn't really matter. With hands, you've asked a good question, Ed. Certainly you're touching somebody, so it would be reasonable to assume you could transmit germs that way. But ultimately, you know, if you're careful and you don't pick your nose or stick your fingers in your mouth and you wash them after the game, you probably have done enough, you know, to at least without flipping out and becoming neurotic, you know, to be reasonable in preventing your and lowering your chances of catching influenza or anything else. I'm wondering whether the trauma, I'm doing it here, you know, high five, you're not really rubbing or shaking a hand. And I think, Ed, you've brought up something that we don't really know. And it would be interesting because we certainly know touching. We know the viruses can last on your hands for a bit. But with a quick percussion, you know, when you clap and doing a high five, transmission may be less. Either way, I'd be careful about rubbing your face afterwards. So, and yet, because it is touch, I would suspect you could transmit. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Reagan, O'Reilly.
Your car or truck may be keeping a dirty little secret. If you haven't checked the oil lately, dirt and contaminants could already be shortening your vehicle's life. Operating your vehicle with low motor oil levels or dirty oil will eventually cause major damage to your engine and your checkbook. It only takes a few minutes once a month to check your engine oil level. And when you need a top off between oil changes, stop by any Cragen O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll have the brands you need at a price that will save you money.
When you want the top brands in motor oil at the best prices, come to Cragen O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get Pennzoil or Valvoline conventional oil, your choice for $2.49 a quart. Proven performance for all seasons, priced right. Pick up 5 quarts of Pennzoil or Valvoline today, $2.49 each at Cragen O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts star of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly, Cragen, O'Reilly, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We took what's good about dependability and amplified it. The result? Dodge Grand Caravan. We amplified mileage with unsurpassed minivan fuel economy. We amplified storage with stow-and-go seating. When you amplify all that, good things will happen. Like being named most dependable van by J.D. Power & Associates. Dodge Grand Caravan, starting at $22,995. MSRP after cash allowance excludes tax, ends 11/30/09. EPA estimated 17 city, 25 highway MPG. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, please visit jdpower.com.
Kevin Richards is sending his identity out shopping.
Okay, you're going to go get me some new golf clubs.
Yeah, sure, I got it.
Go directly to the retailers, and you don't talk to the strangers.
Right, go directly to the strangers, don't talk to the retailers.
No, I'll... Oh.
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard, and you'll see all your important financial and personal records in just a few clicks. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Open up now. It's the police.
What's going on in here?
Nothing, officer. We were just planning our trip, and I told my wife that Aeromexico flies nonstop to Mexico.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes.
There she goes again.
Don't keep your vacation at bay. Fly nonstop San Francisco to Mexico City with Aeromexico. Enjoy award-winning service, complimentary food and beverages, and no fee for your first checked bag. Call 1-800-237-6639 or visit aeromexico.com. Aeromexico. Travel the world.
Hi, Gene Burns, searching for the best holiday cookie recipes for our annual cookie exchange to be held at Golo Point Lodge, the Bay Area's best vantage point. Send your cookie recipes to Cookie, 900 Front Street, San Francisco 94111, or enter online at diningaround.com. The cookie exchange is sponsored by Black Stallion Wines, handcrafted from small lots and sold exclusively from the winery. And KGO, News Talk 810.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Lynn. How you doing, Lynn?
Well, how are you?
Fine, fine.
I wanted to make a comment regarding the illness and relationships comment that you made. And I have cancer. I'm 52 years old. I have something they call the slow-growing cancer. It's a neuroendocrine cancer. And I'm not having to go through the hectic chemotherapy that many people have to go through. I actually get a monthly injection, and mm-hmm. I can't really tell I have cancer. Sort of like a quiet cancer. And my husband and I have been together about 12 years, and we've gone through menopause together, which was hard enough, but now we're dealing with this cancer. And I just wanted to make a comment about how I think women possibly, because we are nurturing, well, I have to speak for myself, sorry. I think that I wanted to offer him a way out. And I wonder sometimes if this high divorce rate among women who have illnesses don't sort of do this to ourselves, that, you know, we don't trust or we don't want our partners to suffer over all of this. So we say to them, you know, I don't want you to have to go through this, so here is a way out. And we end up creating something that maybe we really don't want.
Wow, Lynn, extraordinarily moving story and thought process there. I'm reeling from it, to tell you the truth. And I got to think about it. I can tell you stories from my own life and things that I've seen. I think there are other solutions. I think there are times when men, probably less commonly than women, have had that thought and have followed through on it. I have to be very vague here because this is a famous person. I had a friend who, his wife got a serious illness, and they discussed it during the illness. And the wife gave permission for him to begin a relationship with another woman who would be the person to take her place. That's incredibly mature to me, and I don't know if most of us have the emotional wherewithal to pull something like that up. I also somehow find the idea of a man abandoning a woman at that particular time, I find it unattractive. And yet, when I think of the reasons we get divorced and we leave people, and I've been there, certainly a lot less important. You know, some of the reasons people give for leaving their spouses are, you know, minor, nothing stuff. So here's something very powerful, and yet what you're doing to the other person and leaving them at a time like that is also difficult. There's also a movie, I forgot the name of it, a Swedish movie. I'd recommend to any of you who want to explore this. I don't want to ruin the plot, but you won't remember it when you order the movie. I'm not even telling you what the movie is, where the guy, and he's dying, and he finds his wife's ex-lover, the person he beat in terms of marrying his wife, and reconnects with him, and under false pretenses brings him into the family. The plot being he wants his wife to consider falling in love with this guy because he knew he was going to be dying soon of a terrible, terrible cancer. And, you know, relationships are strange. We've redefined them over and over as time goes on. And Lynn, I understand that. I understand it. I just think that's an amazing comment about being a woman and how women can do that and feel that to a higher degree because they are nurturers, even though we're all supposed to be equal and men can be nurturers. But I agree with you. And yet I just, I don't know, if I were a man, I guess, and a woman offered me that, I wouldn't take it. I'd, I'd realize how much she loved me from that. It only endear me to her even more. All right? So, wow. Whew. Michael, Dr. Dean Adell here. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
My comment was concerning your findings, the study that you mentioned about age and relationships and the length of marriage.
Yes.
The woman of a significantly older age seems to cause the relationship to fail. And my wife and I, we've been together for 2 years, so I realize that might not be enough time for the study. But our relationship, due to physiological factors, is not based off of physical intimacy at all. That's barely a fact in our relationship. It's solely based on the emotional intimacy that we've developed from our friendship and growing into our dating period and later our marriage. And with all the friends that we have that are married lately, it seems like our marriage actually has the least amount of problems because ours is based on real physical intimacy. We were friends for many years before any relationship started, and with that natural progression, I think that a lot of these people today are kind of missing the point that with a marriage, you need the emotional intimacy. You need to actually be friends first. I've noticed a disturbing trend, especially amongst the young, where they just meet someone and immediately spring into a relationship and kind of roll the dice on the crap table and hope that everything actually works out. And from just my personal experience, I found that emotional intimacy is really what makes the basis for a long-term relationship, and that between two responsible adults, the age doesn't seem to be much of a factor at all.
Yes, Michael, I'm also very moved by what you said. I couldn't agree with you more, and it's such an important topic, I'll tell you what, because I'm up against the clock. Let me take my break, and I'll come right back and comment on what you said and embellish it a little bit, all right? 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
When I first got these guys, I had a white carpet, which was really bad news with two little puppies. And I had somebody else come in, and they just didn't do a good job.
Carrie Wills, a real Coit customer.
I got a recommendation from my mom, so I gave Coit a call.
Want it clean? Want to save 35%? Call Coit.
I really was amazed when I came in and saw the carpet. It was clean, it was fluffed up, and they just did an excellent job. I was very, very pleased.
If you want it clean and you want to save 35%, then call Coit at 1-800-4-COIT. Save 35% on any cleaning service. Carpets, upholstery, draperies, air ducts, even tile and grout. Save 35%, plus get a free written estimate and a 100% money-back guarantee.
I am a real Coit customer. These are my real dogs. This is my real house.
Call 1-800-FOR-COIT and save 35%.
I absolutely recommend Coit to all my friends.
People you trust. Trust Coit.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout a store on items pros use the most, like a low-emission 38-gallon GE gas water heater for the new low price of just $397. That's $40 off. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I was shopping for a computer, but they all look the same. Fortunately, I have a little voice inside my head. It's online celebrity Julia Allison.
Steve, I'm constantly blogging and uploading pictures and videos. I mean, I spend more time online than a pop-up window. So I know that not all PCs are the same. Sony Vaio computers have an HD screen and the multimedia software I need to get things done. Now, if they just had a hot plate, I might find some time to eat.
Visit Sony.com/windows or your local retailer. Look for Sony Vaio computers with Windows 7 to simplify everyday tasks.
Healthcare is scary. It's big, it's confusing, and too often it's not even about health. But at St. Mary's and St. Francis, it is about health. That's why we've made finding a primary care physician easy during open enrollment. Call 877-884-A-DOC to speak with a representative who can match you up with a doctor right in your own neighborhood. Or go to getadoctor.org to choose one for yourself. St. Francis and St. Mary's. We've taken a side on health care. Yours.
BevMo presents the holiday word, saved. Save is something everybody likes to do so that we can better afford that other wonderful holiday word, spend.
Right now, BevMo's got some great ways to save this Thanksgiving. Like St. Francis Cabernet, Club Bev priced at just $14.99. Sam Adams Winter Classics 12-pack, only $11.99 Club Bev. And Stoli Vodka 175, just $23.98 Club Bev.
Save Mo, BevMo.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back. All right, so we've had a couple of responses to this article about when a partner has cancer. If it's a woman, the men leave. If it's the guy has cancer, the woman sticks by the guy. First caller says, you know, sometimes women, because they're more nurturing, want to give the male an out. And then Michael just called and discussed his relationship and how it really is about emotional intimacy. His wife's a little bit older, and he talked about that. And I agree, and this is nothing I learned in medical school. I learned the hard way, the way a lot of you learn it. You know, having made marital choices based on that acute erotic draw that our brains are programmed for, and like he says, you know, it's just a roll of the dice. You know, you're attracted to someone physically, and then you roll the dice and make a semi-pseudo, maybe, commitment for the rest of your life. Emotional intimacy, it is everything. If you can't talk about your feelings, I just don't think it's gonna work out. The odds of a surviving marriage are just long indeed, because through that process, you realize you are loved and accepted for who you are, and things don't get out of hand. People hold on to their feelings, and before you know it, it builds up into a monster, and then it's just too difficult to deal with in a relationship. And I suppose by saying that, this article might be food for thought. You know, tonight when you're lying in bed with nothing to talk about, turn off the TV and ask, what if one of us got sick? What would it be like? How would you feel? Could you handle it? I think it's a good springboard for understanding your relationship and the nature of the commitment. And there are many different solutions to it. I don't know. I just can't imagine. I can't imagine the power of that. And I know a lot of you have dealt with this. Losing a spouse, I can't imagine it. I don't know how you survive it. And going through even the situation we're talking about, spouse gets a fatal illness and you leave the marriage. I guess I don't understand that either. And yet, as we said, people leave marriages for lesser reasons. Very interesting stuff. All right, that's the program. Please join us for the next one. I wish it were longer. Till then, be well.
Hi, I'm John Riggio, the butcher at Lucky Supermarket on Lakeville Highway in Petaluma. When hams, turkeys, and roasts are on sale for the holidays, I like to pick up an extra one or two and freeze them. They'll come in handy for last-minute dinners and unexpected guests. It'll help save you time and money.
A free turkey for the holidays? Could you use that? Right now at Lucky, you can get a butter-basted, tender, succulent, master-cut turkey up to 14 pounds when you spend $99.99 or more. A free turkey just for shopping at Lucky. It's that easy. We'll even give you some free pointers on roasting and grilling.
If you need cooking tips, recipe ideas, or custom cuts, we're ready for you here at Lucky.
Holiday traditions from our family to yours. Lucky, committed to low prices when you need them most.
This week at your local Lucky, select varieties of your favorite Kellogg cereals are on sale for $1.25 per box. Only $1.25 per box when you purchase four. Stock up now and save only at Lucky Supermarkets.
If you take Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium, it's for a good reason. Your doctor specifically recommended Lipitor after considering your individual medical history and risk factors. Lipitor has a proven track record and is shown to lower bad cholesterol 39 to 60% when diet and exercise are not enough. Average effect depends on dose.
Lipitor is not for everyone, including people with liver problems and women who are nursing pregnant or may become pregnant. You need simple blood tests to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor if you are taking other medications or if you have any muscle pain or weakness. This may be a sign of a rare but serious side effect.
While there are generic versions of some cholesterol medicines, there is no generic form of Lipitor currently available. That's why if you switch, it would be to a generic of a different medication.
So if your doctor prescribed Lipitor and it's working for you, why switch? For more information, visit onlylipitor.com, call 1-888-LIPITOR, or see our ad in Health Magazine.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. Okay, put this under reasons to go on living. We may get a chance to vote on holiday assemblies. I kid you not. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose.